Thanks for joining us. We are doing this episode towards the end of the summer, which is one of the hottest times around San Diego. But guess what? There are more pools for you to go take a swim in than you ever imagined. And Melissa from San Diego Adventure Kids is here to tell you about them.
She's going to give us her top three hotel pools and water parks, also the best super affordable community pools, even the best options for adults. And yes, they involve swim-up bars.
Let's go all in on swimming around San Diego.
Welcome back, Melissa.
Thank you.
Hey, good to have you back.
And this is going to be a great topic because we live in this city that's got this great weather. Everyone goes on and on about it. But I feel like it's weird that just in the last year or two, public pools have become a thing. You know, if you don't have a pool in your yard, you're not lucky enough to have a community pool. There are so many ways you can go out and enjoy a nice San Diego day in a pool. And you're going to break those all down for us.
Yes, I am, because we are obsessed and we are here for it. With all the public pools and hotel pools and water slides specifically.
Don't do it, Sarah. Don't do it.
What?
Don't say let's dive right in.
No, you don't do it. I wasn't even on my radar. You don't do it, AJ, but you just did.
It's okay. Too late. I guess I just couldn't resist and I wedged it in that way. Okay. Where are we starting?
So, you may not know this, but actually you can swim at hotel pools without spending the night there. There is something that may be new to some people called Resort Pass. They have an app where you can go on the website. And they have a new feature that's only available on their website, which is check the next available date to get tickets to the pool. So it's called a date pass. You can also, for many of these hotel pools, get a cabana.
Okay. Now, I have seen a lot of people posting on social media their Resort Pass adventures. And I'm curious, does it work like Netflix where you pay a monthly fee and then you get to go to X amount of pools? Or do you just individual swims like you would rides from an Uber?
Hey, Jane, you blew my mind. I would love a monthly pass. That would be amazing. I wish that they would offer that. But at the moment, actually, you just go onto their website or their app and you can say, search my location and find all the pools near you here in San Diego that use Resort Pass.
Okay.
And then you can click which one you're interested in and then click the date and see if there's any date passes available for that day. And so it's a ticket per adult and per child you pay.
So it's almost like reserving a room at the hotel. You're just reserving your spot at the pool.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And then when you arrive at the hotel, you go to the front desk like you would be checking in as a guest and you tell them, you know, I have a reservation through Resort Pass, and then they give you your wristband and then you go live your life at the pool. Different places have different access to different amenities around the pool.
Yeah,
sure.
You can live your best life by the hotel pool. That sounds awesome. Okay, what are some of your favorites?
So my absolute favorite is the Hyatt Regency Mission Bay. They have three pools. One of them is a beach entry, which is great for little kids because, you know, they can just play the very shallow splashing water. Then they have two other pools as well. And you're going to get a beautiful view of the bay with all the boats and the background is red as well.
Oh, yeah. What an amazing setting.
Yes. Our favorite part, though, are the water slides. So they have two large water slides and one small one. What's great is that the small one, there is no height restriction. This is key for little kids because water slides everywhere have height restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
You literally just put your little tiny toddler in a puddle jumper and you just can wait at the bottom and they just fly on down. You can even go with them. They're super relaxed about, you know, two kids or an adult and a kid going down together.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very San Diego experience, a day at that pool in Mission Bay.
Yes. And then the two big water slides are awesome. And, you know, you can race your friend down. You do have to be 42 inches or taller to ride these, but 42 inches is actually a really great height restriction because a lot of them that you'll see around San Diego, and you'll hear me say 48 inches.
Yeah.
So this one's 42, which makes my now 5-year-old very stoked.
It makes your 42-inch 5-year-old very happy.
You can go through Resort Pass. It really depends on the season. They change the prices, but usually $20 for adult right now, $30 for kid.
I love that there's racing water slides. Hey, heavy kids, this is where you're going to shine.
Yeah. If you're super tall, this is for you. Okay, that first one's great. Where are we headed next?
So the next one is a fairly new pool, a new water slide. I don't know if the whole pool is new, but they finished this last year, 2020, and it is the Town and Country in Mission Valley.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Everyone's been raving about their remodel. And it's so funny because it was such an old San Diego Hotel Circle kind of classic place. That was, I think that's where the original convention center was. Yes. I mean, it was old San Diego and they came in and renovated it and everyone says it's amazing now.
It's beautiful from the lobby to the outside, you know, the fire pits heading to the pool area, even looking at all the hotel rooms and the balconies. It's really pretty. It's like a hip little hotel. I think it's really nice.
Nice.
And we heard about it a little bit in our Best Happy Hours episode, too. I hear that bar is really fun, too.
Yeah, it looks really fun. They serve lots of really fun drinks here.
Yeah, the Monkey Bar, I remember. So,
oh, yeah, the Monkey Bar.
So you get maybe grab something from the Monkey Bar, then head out to the pools, and what's waiting for you?
Well, they have one large pool, which is beach entry, which is awesome for the little kids. I also saw some super smart moms sipping on their cocktails and sitting in low chairs in the beach entry pool. And I had to stop and say, you moms are living your best lives. Can I hang out with you?
Yeah. That's a good move.
Oh, it was great. And then they had this adorable little kids pool. It's so cute. It's beach entry. It's super shallow, maybe like 1 foot deep, perfect for little toddlers, you know, 1 and 2 year olds, or to just sit with your little baby in there.
Yeah.
Really sweet.
Beach entry means it's on a slope and you just sort of wade in.
Gradually gets deeper.
No, that's good. That's nice and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's a safety enthusiast. She's just big on it.
Like the safety monitor here. Like, what kind of harness do we need for this on a scale of 1 to 10? What is the chance of injury or death? Okay.
It's important. It's
very safe.
Very safe. Yes. Okay. So they have the hugest hot tub I've ever seen. It is huge with jets and it is the perfect temperature. It was awesome. But the reason why we went was for the water slide.
Oh, yeah.
The water slide is very fun. It takes nice little twists as it comes down. It is, of course, for kids 48 inches and above. So I didn't bring my 5-year-old to this pool. But then when I got there, I found out, guess what? If your kid can swim across this very small pool, they can also come down the water slide. Would have been awesome to know. Yeah. Ooh. So I'm spilling the beans for you guys.
Okay.
So they just make them do a quick little swim test and then they can go down the slide.
Super quick. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They also have here the resort pass that you can get. Like I said, the price varies. It's usually about $40 per adult, $25 per kid.
And I know that prices vary all the time, even on the hotel rooms. But at one point, when a friend of mine went last year, she said the rooms were so affordable. It was almost worth it just to stay the night instead of, you know, pay a little bit more and stay the night and do the pool all over again the next day. So look into that option, too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right. You're giving us some great options. Where else can we go swim in an awesome San Diego hotel pool?
Okay. So the next one is the top of my wish list. It is La Costa. Now, I've been there for like a girl's day out and they have a really fun adult pool, but they also have a really fun kids pool with 3 water slides. So they have a tiny one for little kids under 36 inches and parents can ride down with them. It sounds like it's going to be very similar to the Hyatt Regency. And then they have 2 bigger slides. One's a tunnel, so it's closed, and the other one is open. And those are for kids that are 48 inches and above. Or if you're 42 to 47 inches, you just have to wear that puddle jumper and you can go down the big water slide. Mm-hmm.
I prefer a tunnel slide as a grown man. I always feel like I know I'm not going to go flying off the side, but I feel like I'm for sure not if it's a tunnel.
I have been lucky enough to experience the Omni La Costa Hotel pool. We have a friend who got us in there and it is so cool. Like you said about the Hyatt, you know how you can have those races down the slides? You're absolutely right. Same here. There's 2 right next to each other. One is the covered tunnel and one is open. And the kids love racing their parents down. And then they also have a small but fun splash pad.
Yes.
Right next to those 2 slides. And I just learned from you that it's called Beach Entry. They have a kids beach entry pool. And then there's another pool really close by that would be for bigger kids.
And for anyone who doesn't know where La Costa is, it's in the Carlsbad area.
Yes.
Very cool.
And also, pro tip, their cocktails are really good. Okay.
I enjoyed a few of their cocktails over at the adult pool.
Good for you. Yes.
Very
good
fun. They come in pitcher size as well. So.
As they should.
Okay.
And you can also snatch up your passes for La Costa on Resort Pass. They're going to be a little bit more than the other ones I mentioned. Right now, about 70 per adult, 30 per child. Or you can get a cabana, but they do it by half day. So morning session or evening session.
So Resort Pass isn't the only game in town. If you Google Day Pass Hotel San Diego, I believe the Hotel Del, you can buy a Day Pass. There are some other ones that are going through Resort Pass as of now. I'm sure Resort Pass will be the only game in town eventually, but there you go. Go ahead and find a hotel pool. All right, how else can we get a swim in?
Well, since we're in Carlsbad, we just last talked about Carlsbad, let's talk about amusement parks. Our favorite water park is right there at Carlsbad, Legoland Water Park.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Epic. Have you guys been?
It is great. It is really well done.
They have everything. Lazy river, water slides, wave pool. Even if you don't want to get in the water, you just want to build a Lego boat. There's so much to do for all ages. We love it.
I haven't been there in a while. Do they still have that part where something fills up and then it dumps out massive amounts of water all over everybody below every so often? Is that still there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a bucket? Is it a huge bucket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the crocodile one. I mean, they have so many fun water slides. My kids always end up finding the little shooters and they end up turning it on the parents and shooting at us while we're taking pictures.
I'm glad you brought up Legoland. We don't have to take too deep of a dive into it, but I feel like if you asked 100 San Diego parents, have you been to Legoland? Yes. Have you been to SeaWorld? Yes. Have you been to the Legoland water park? No. I always see it when I'm taking my kids to the Legoland park or whatever. A lot of people know it's there, but they haven't taken advantage of it yet. It's totally unique. It's Legoed out, man. Like you said, you're building Legos on your Lego raft as you go down the Lego Lazy River. It's really cool.
Yeah, tons to do for the little ones there. All right, Melissa, where are we heading to next?
Okay, so why don't we talk about the water park that's down south that probably a lot of people haven't been to. It's actually been on my list, and I don't know why I haven't made it yet. Aquatica. Have you guys been to Aquatica?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Aquatica has a nice mix of slides. So there's ones that your teenagers and your adults at like a real thrill slide, you're going to be set. They have some great stuff for the kids too. And if you go right now, you're going to be part of kind of their retirement tour. If you haven't heard, they're going to cease to be Aquatica and they're going to become a Sesame Street themed water park starting next summer. Yeah. So yeah, this is the last summer. It's Aquatica.
Right. I know. And it seems like an interesting choice to theme it as Sesame Street, since I know that there are water slides for big kids, even adults.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see how that's going to turn out.
All right. What are we moving on to next?
So next would be the plunge at Belmont Park. Have you guys been on the obstacle course there?
No.
You know what? This is, I think, the third time it's come up on this podcast, and I'm dying to do it now. They've got a massive, like, Wipeout-style obstacle course on the water.
I think we need to have an all-in San Diego podcast plunge pool party where, AJ, I will happily take you on that obstacle course. Yes. Come on.
Absolutely. I'm into
that. All right. Melissa, you're invited. All of our podcast guests.
Yes, that would be so fun.
But that's just one of the many things to do with the plunge, right?
Well, yes, but that is what we like to do with the plunge. Yeah, you'll cross that obstacle course the whole time we're there. But they also have a pool, so you can just swim around if you want. But the obstacle course is why the kids want to go.
And what's the best way to get in there?
Just go onto their website. Yeah, you go onto the website, and you right now it looks like, I think this must be a new COVID thing. It's 9 to 12, you get a session, or 12 to 3, and it's $15 per person, or you can pay $50 for a family of four if you have four people and get a little bit of money off. And it looks like they're open every single day of the week.
Right. Awesome. On. And I just looked it up, and it's plungesandiego.com.
And it's awesome. They open their ceiling now too to let some sunshine in. So it's kind of indoors, but it's open.
Yeah, so great. That place has been renovated recently too, right?
Yes. Fun fact, I used to go to that gym back when it was the gym.
Oh, nice.
Fun fact, I used to walk by that gym whenever I was in Belmont Park and go, who the hell works out at that gym? Now I know. You.
That was such a fun gym.
Yeah.
And then you go get a Dole Whip afterward and cancel out your workout. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Remember when they used to have the wave there?
Yes. Yeah. For new listeners to this podcast, when the wave was converted into the MTV Beach House one summer, Sarah danced on Cisco's dance party.
Yeah. And
Cisco's Shakedown.
The Cisco Shakedown. And we've since learned, small world, that you did too.
Oh, this just came up again. That's right. That's right. Melissa messaged me and was like, oh my gosh, I was at Cisco's beach party too.
Exactly.
Girl, what if we were dancing next to each other, little did we know, in our Mossimo bikinis. I mean, and our
and our platform flip-flop soda.
Oh,
right.
My.
What if you were right next to me?
Could have
oh,
been.
My gosh. Memories. San Diego memories, friends.
Okay. You would have totally gotten away without me mentioning that until you brought up the wave. And all of a sudden I went, oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Your wheel's cranking, too. AJ and I are starting to read each other's minds. And I was like, here it comes.
Here it goes.
Here it comes.
All right. So does that wrap up theme park pools?
Yes.
All right. How else can we go swimming around San Diego?
Well, this, I think, is probably one of San Diego's best kept secrets, is that we have several awesome community pools. Like, too many for me to even mention, but I'll give you my
really?
Top three. Yeah.
Like community pools that anyone can go to, or community pools that are just for a certain neighborhood? Okay,
these are okay. Anyone can go to public community rec pools. Yeah.
I love that.
I honestly didn't know that we even had one.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
You're going to be surprised, and you're going to be excited about the price.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
So the first one I will mention is Ned Balmer. It is on Miramar College campus. This pool area is awesome. They have three pools. One is solely for lap swim. The other is for, open play, and it also has a sweet water slide that comes down as well. And that's for kids 7 and up who pass the swim test. And then they have another one for little kids. And this one is about 2 feet deep, and it has a water slide for little kids. So
aww.
This is awesome. So what the kids can do, it's like a little play structure, and they can climb up the stairs and then slide down a tiny water slide into 2 foot water.
Oh, cute.
It's perfect for kids ages 2 to 6, about.
Nice.
Oh, good. Yeah. And they get to feel like they get the water slide experience, too, because that's the best part.
It's hard to find fun things for kids that age to do. And when your kids are that age, you desperately want things for them to do. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So now, I forgot to mention the pool that's open for open play is the warmest public pool that you'll go in.
Really?
Promise you. It's so warm. It's the best.
Cool.
That's a big factor for parents, especially moms, joining in. My kids would always be like, Mom, come on, come in. And I'm like, I'm not getting in that cold water. Like, you kids don't feel the cold, but I'm not getting in there. And I'm certainly not getting my hair wet, because then I have to come home and wash it and blow dry it. But if it's nice and warm, I'll get in. Don't shake your head at me either, AJ.
I always shake my head because you're always exactly like my wife. My wife is forever. I'm not getting in there. It's cold. And I'm like, it's a pool. That's why we're here. You want warm water, go take a bath.
You know why, AJ? Because we are every woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are every woman. Okay.
Fair enough.
And the hair. Yeah. I mean, is it worth getting my hair wet for? A water slide? That's, yeah. A freezing cold community pool? Probably not.
Yeah.
That's a fair concern.
I truly, truly, truly admire and respect the moms who are just like, yep, I'm going to cannonball right in there with my kids. I love it. I love watching it. I don't love doing it. But I do truly, like, serious props to those moms. I'm not kidding.
I'm not laughing at what you said. I was laughing at the visual of you busting a cannonball.
Okay, well, if we go to the plunge, I'll bust one out there. How about that?
Oh, man, the plunge trip is really coming around.
All right. Okay, Melissa, how do you get into these types of pools? Do you just show up, or do you have to make a reservation for these two?
Yeah, you just show up. So you're going to want to go onto their website and make sure that you have, that they're open on the right day. They're making a transition right now from their summer hours to their fall hours. They're going to be announcing their fall hours next week. So I don't have those yet for you. But during the summer, it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for like 4 hours a day they were open. And the price, if you're ready for it, $4 per adult, $2 per kid.
There we go. There we go. There's no $600 cabanas there.
Wow. No.
You could sit on the bleachers if you want, but no.
Okay. All right. All right. What other community pools are out there?
Tierra Santa is our other favorite. We love Tierra Santa. They have a big pool, which is half lap swim, half open swim. And sometimes, I never know when, they do have a water slide that's open. It's a small water slide. It's very short. It just basically dumps you into the pool. It doesn't twist or turn. It's even on wheels. So they wheel it away when it's closed. It's super small. It's super small and short, like probably like 7 feet.
It's better to have a small water slide than none at all.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
And then the reason why we go is, of course, the little kid area, which is almost identical. Actually, it is identical to Ned Balmer. It has stairs, the splashing features, and the water slide that dumps into shallow water. At Tierra Santa, the water is a little bit more shallow, actually, than Ned Bomber. So if you have a littler one, and that's like 2 or 1.5, Tierra Santa is going to be a little bit better choice. Whereas my two-year-old felt a little nervous with my two-year-old Ned Bomber because the water was 2 feet, which is most of his body.
Got it.
And it's the same awesome price, $4 per adult, $2 per kid. Cha-ching. Mm-hmm.
There's the dance again.
All right. Any more community pools?
Yes. One more. Carmel Valley Pool. It's right there by Del Mar Highlands and One Paseo Shopping Centers. And they have a kids pool area and a big pool as well. So the big pool is the beach entry. And it also has water slides, which have been closed in years past, but they redid them and they're open now.
Nice.
And they have the kids pool, which is similar to the other ones that I just mentioned, except for it has 3 levels. And it also has the kids water slide down into the 2 feet of water. However, they're renovating this pool area, of course, this summer. I'm not sure why this summer, because we're supposed to be living our best lives in 2021.
Yeah.
But I'm sure when it does open, it's going to be epic.
And that's a great location if you want to make a whole day of it. Like you said, Del Mar Highlands right there, One Paseo, tons of options to grab food and do a little shopping. It's a good spot.
Yeah, definitely. And you're still going to get it at that awesome price of $4 per adult and $2 per kid.
I love that price.
Yep. And it looks like they're open right now Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 to 12, and then 6 to 8 as well.
And I know some of the hotels or amusement parks may have some restrictions on what food and drinks you can bring in, but I assume that the community pools are kind of extra great because you can just bring you can pack a lunch, throw it in a backpack, and just eat lunch there?
Yes. So Tierra Santa and Carmel Valley, from what I've seen, they've been fine with food. Ned Bomber, not as much. They don't want you eating poolside, but you can, during their safety check, which they had all summer long, during the safety check, you just grab your lunch and head out to the grass and then come right back in. It's
good
quick.
Tip. I hadn't heard of any one of those 3 community pools. Those are great.
Okay. I want to add a super fun bonus if we have the time. We've talked about kids. We've talked about pools. We talked about baby water slides and beach entry and splashing. Can we talk about the adults for a second?
Let's do
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
Turns out mom and dad like to swim in the pool too.
Heck yeah.
So I have a few favorite pools in San Diego, and they just happen to be at the casinos.
Oh,
have you guys been to any pool casinos before?
You know what? No. Yeah. And that absolutely should be a category we cover because it's something that they all compete and try to have the biggest, best pools ever. So where are the great ones?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm having a big birthday next month, I told you guys. And so I'm heading back to Harrah's SoCal for my birthday party. And this pool area is awesome. They have a lazy river, which is actually family friendly. And then they have 2 other pools. And one of the pools has a swim up bar.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing, though. Usually I see those on vacation at some hotel elsewhere. Right here in our own backyard, you got a swim up bar going. I love it.
Yeah, that's like Cabo.
Yep. And then one of the pools also has a DJ. On certain days, maybe it's like summer weekends, I think. So
that's where AJ works on the weekends.
Yes.
I'll see you next
month.
I'm
on the ones and twos.
Spinning. The only hotel, the only casino pool that I've been to is Sequan. And I can say that that is also super awesome. Was that on your list? I don't want to steal your thunder. Okay, go for it.
No.
Take it.
Yeah, Sequan. So Sequan just had a huge renovation at their pool area. I think it was like $260 million renovation. And right now is a special time to go, I'll tell you, because it's 21 and up only right now. Their intention was to make part of it family friendly, like Harrah's, but right now it's 21 and up only. So they have a lazy river and 2 pools as well.
Yeah, that lazy river is awesome. My kids loved it. When I went, it was family friendly. I don't know if they're just going through a little phase, like you said, but I think they also have a swim up bar. I'm pretty sure, and the DJ situation, this is like a common thread in casino pools. It's a party.
Yes.
Sounds like the memory's a little foggy of that experience, Sarah.
Maybe had a couple. Yeah. I'm like, kids, you're fun and we'll lazy river by yourself, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm over here at the swim up bar. Ma'am, this is the hot tub.
Just stick them in puddle jumpers. You're good.
put mommy in a puddle jumper. I love it. Oh my gosh. They're like, kids are like, lifeguard, can you keep an eye on my mom? That one's so good. Any other adult pools?
Yes, actually, there's one more that's on my list, and that is Paula.
Mm.
And they have 5 heated pools, in water seating, and 2 hot tubs. It looks really awesome. So it's on my list. Have you guys been?
No. What is in water seating? They're the bar stools or?
No, like loungers, kind of like half in the water, half out.
Okay.
I love that.
Me too. Yeah.
Why doesn't every place have that? I want that everywhere.
Right. It kind of reminds me of Wet Republic in Vegas.
Oh, haven't been there, party girl. Okay. Yeah, I think every pool should incorporate that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, casinos are a great option, and I'm sure there are even more than you listed there. So if you happen to live near one, look into their pools because they go all out as a way to get you out there. Very cool. Yeah. All right. We've covered community pools, hotel pools, theme park pools. Is there any other way to swim around San Diego other than, of course, the oceans and lakes?
Actually, there is a new way that I haven't taken advantage of yet, but I heard about it. It's called Swip. Have you guys heard of this?
I've done this. Yes.
You have?
Yes. So Swimply is, it's like an Airbnb, only instead of staying at someone's house, you swim in their pool. Yeah. People list their pools and you rent them by the hour. And someone told us about this and we found an amazing pool in our neighborhood at the end of the summer before the kids went back to school, and it had a slide and an outdoor bathroom and the cornhole game out and the whole thing.
Oh.
We had it for like 2 hours and it was a blast.
And there are so many awesome backyard pools in San Diego. How fun is it? It's an app?
Yep, it's an app. Just like Uber, you pull it out. It tells you all the pools in your neighborhood. You pick one out, you book it. It was a seamless experience. Yeah, Swimply with a P.
And you know what? Maybe if some of these hotel pools are booked out a little ways, maybe you jump on Swimply and do a couple of those first.
Yeah, especially if you're looking to have maybe a relaxing experience with just your family, or mm-hmm. you're trying to keep it mm-hmm. safe with germs or whatnot.
Yep.
It's a fun way to have access, your own private access to an awesome pool.
All right. So you're going to want a resort pass in your phone. You're going to want Swimply in your phone. You want to find the casino near you. You want to check out these community parks. I mean, you have no excuse to not be swimming sometime soon. Melissa, you've told us about all of our options, and we appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me make sure people are following you as well, because look, this is just it's amazing what people like Melissa do. We just go, hey, can you do an episode about pools with us? And they just know, because that's what they're doing all day, every day. So when you follow people like her on Instagram, you're going to have all kinds of great information every time you pull your phone out and look. So follow her at San Diego Adventure Kids. That's at San Diego Adventure Kids on Instagram. And we can't wait to see what you bring us next time you're on with us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us, but before you run off and get that swimsuit on and head out the door, we'd love it if you could leave us a review.
If you're listening on your phone, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on your computer, it's iTunes. It means so much to us. You have no idea.